From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, the Tunstall volleyball team beat Magna Vista in three straight games on Tuesday. With the win, the Trojans improved to 7-2 on the season and 2-0 in district play. Tunstall will host Bassett tonight at 7. The Chatham volleyball team got their second win of the season on Tuesday as they beat Nelson County in three straight games. With the win, Chatham starts district play at 1-0. Gretna volleyball also remained undefeated as they beat Appomattox 3-0 on Tuesday night. Gretna is now 6-0 on the season with the win. The UVA football team will look to bounce back on Saturday after suffering their first loss of the season last Saturday to Maryland. Head coach Tony Elliott spoke about the upcoming matchup with Coastal Carolina during his media availability this week.
You got a group that's confident. They're used to winning. They've been to four straight bowl games. And in particular, our performance in the last 10 road games versus non-power fives hasn't been good. So it's more just focusing on us, but having a healthy respect and understanding of who our opponent is.
UVA will play on the road at Coastal Carolina on Saturday at 2. The Pro Football Hall of Fame released its list of first-time nominees for the 2025 class, and they include Carolina Panthers great Luke Kuechly, who won the Defensive Player of the Year in 2013 and Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2012. Also in the list of first-time nominees is two-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Eli Manning, pass rusher Terrell Suggs, and kicker Adam Vinatieri. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.